This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave a strong message to Islamabad, saying that there is no place left in Pakistan where terrorists can breathe in peace. He said India has the capability to eliminate terrorists in their homes. Mr. Modi said this while interacting with the air warriors and soldiers at Air Force Station, Adampur in Punjab.
Pakistan mein aisa koi thikana nahi hai, jahan baithkar aatankwadi chain ki saans le sake. Hum ghar mein ghuskar marenge aur bachne ka ek mauka tak nahi denge. Aur hamare drones, hamari missiles, unke bare mein to sochkar Pakistan ko kai din tak nind nahi aayegi.
Hailing the success of Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister said India has destroyed 9 terrorist camps and eliminated over 100 terrorists in Pakistan.
9 aatanki thikane barbaad hue, 100 se zyada aatankiyon ki maut hui. Aatank ke aankaon ko ab samajh aa gaya hai, Bharat ki aur nazar uthane ka ek hi anjaam hoga, tabahi. Bharat mein nirdosh logon ka khoon bahane ka ek hi anjaam hoga, vinash aur mahavinash.
The Prime Minister lauded the courage, valor and professionalism of the armed forces in protecting the nation during Operation Sindoor. The Government of India has declared a Pakistani staff working at the Pakistan High Commission in New Delhi persona non grata for indulging in activities not in keeping with his official status in India. Ministry of External Affairs said in a statement that the Pakistani staff has been asked to leave India within 24 hours. The Chargé d'Affaires of Pakistan High Commission has issued a demarche to this effect yesterday. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the implementation of 3 new criminal laws in Puducherry yesterday. The discussion focused on the progress and current status of key provisions concerning police, prisons, courts, prosecution and forensic services. Speaking on the occasion, he called for registration of FIR in Tamil language only and ensuring its availability in other languages to whoever requires it. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, inaugurated new state-of-the-art design facilities located in Noida and Bengaluru. Highlighting the uniqueness of the new facility, Mr. Vaishnav stated that this is India's first design centre to work on cutting-edge 3-nanometer chip design, a milestone that firmly places India in the global league of semiconductor innovation. Justice Bhushan Ramkrishna Gawai will take oath as the 52nd Chief Justice of India today. President Draupadi Murmu will administer the oath to Justice Gawai at a special ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Justice B.R. Gawai will succeed Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna, who demitted office yesterday. The government has officially declared 23rd of September as the date for celebrating Ayurveda Day each year. In a statement, Ayush Ministry stated that this change notified through a Gazette notification marks a significant shift from the earlier practice of observing Ayurveda on Dhanteras. In Punjab, the death toll from Hooj tragedy has climbed to 21, with several others still hospitalized. The incident occurred in Majita constituency of Amritsar, where people from 4 villages consumed spurious liquor made from ethanol last night. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced the lifting of sanctions on Syria that were imposed during the rule of ousted President Bashar al-Assad. He described the move as a step toward giving the war-torn nation a renewed opportunity for peace. The prestigious 78th Cannes Film Festival opened at the French Riviera in France with a glamorous red carpet and a powerful opening ceremony, marking the start of a 12-day celebration of global cinema. The ceremony opened with the premiere of Leave One Day by Emily Bonin, accompanied by a musical tribute to filmmaker David Lynch from French pop icon Mylene Farmer. And that's the end of this news bulletin.